Welcome to Dads, Daughters, and Dollars, a financial podcast for everyone. Now, here's one of my favorite people.
I'm Sean, the dad, clearly the favorite.
And I'm Caitlin, the daughter, clearly my dad's mistaken.
We'd like to welcome the third guest on Dad's Daughters and Dollars.
Oh my God.
That's our dog, Yogi, who apparently wants to play with us. He's got a little toy in his mouth.
He's a bit upset, yeah.
And he's upset and he wants to play with us right now.
If you can hear that growling in the background, that is him with a, I think he sometimes has a toy in his mouth.
Play toy.
And because they have holes, it almost sounds like a lower octave than his actual growl, so it's pretty funny because he's like a medium-sized dog.
Right.
But yes, welcome to the podcast, Yogi. I'm so happy everyone got to meet him.
Yeah. If you hear a little bark here and there, that means he really is upset we're not playing with him.
Well, you know what? He can learn patience. That is all good. And I'm sure he doesn't mind. He keeps dropping the toy at our feet, though. That's pretty cute.
I want to welcome both my daughter and everybody here listening to Dad's Daughters and Dollars to the 80th episode. Yes, we started this in July of 2020, and here we are in May of 2022, and we're recording episode number 80.
Yogi's wagging his tail. He's very proud of us.
Very excited. Oh, tell him about it. Give him a little growl, my friend. There you go. All right, so my first question to you is, can I go to Bermuda with you?
Yogi wants to too. I don't know. I got to ask my boss, but I leave tonight. You got to get approved by the government.
My daughter will be upset with me while I'm driving to the airport because she's going to Bermuda to shoot sailing. So I wish I had her life. She's so cool. All right. So we're going to get right into what we're talking about today because I do have to take you to the airport really soon.
Yeah.
All right. I know we've semi-covered this. Maybe it was in first season. But I cannot stop getting emails because as of May of 2022, the stock market's down. So I'm getting nonstop emails about, you know, what should you do? And this stock rock, I got this little thing, email that said, and I wrote it down. Wall Street Guru says get out of the stock market now. It goes on to say he predicted the stock market crash of 2020. Really?
So you also predicted the pandemic?
Wait a second. The S&P 500 that year was up 16%. In March of 2020, it went down 9%, and then it went down again in May of 2020. But for the year, it was up 16%. So I don't know what he was talking about. There's this constant overflow of information, and it's usually someone who wants you to subscribe to their blog. You pay them for their blog or their investment advice, their newsletter. I'm like, this is nuts. There's just this nonstop, oh my God. So I think I'm going to beat you to the punch and say, we usually decide, oh, what's the title of this episode going to be after we record it? And I think it's going to be, the stock market's dropping. What should I do?
Well, so are you subscribed to a lot of newsletters or you're just seeing that in media or something?
No.
You
know how there's the algorithm like, okay, I've read four blogs.
Oh, so it'll suggest something to you. Yeah.
An email will suggest something, it'll come up in the side of my Yahoo mail and stuff like that. It's just craziness. So should you listen to the Wall Street Guru? No. The stock market drops 10% once about every 11 months, and the stock market drops 15% about once every 2 years. What we are doing right now is historically what we've always done, and I'm saying that because as of May of 2020, the S&P 500 is down 13% for the year. So we're just like doing what we've historically always done. No one needs to panic. We're doing fine.
Well, and I'll just say this. I just put in a good chunk of money in the market the other day. And I'm not even looking. Like, I know it's gone down. And I also know it's because everything I have in Schwab is also partially my business. And I did just pay quite the expensive business bill. But I still know that, like, I always have those statistics back in the back of my head. I mean, not memorized to a T, but I always know that it's going to drop. And then I go, okay, cool. That's a time to buy.
And it's exactly right. Let's say, so you bought whatever, 2 or 3 days ago, it dropped, and even it dropped more today. So you're like, oh, why didn't I buy when it dropped more? Because you'll never know. all the PhDs and the people who work for hedge funds who are geniuses with math and finance and stuff like that, they don't know. Nobody knows. We can have random guesses, but no one knows exactly. So that was really smart because you got the, you invested. Did you invest too, Yogi?
I think he did.
Okay. All right. So let me go on. When the stock market drops like it is doing now, pain is a sign that you're investing well. The cost of success is putting up with volatility. Boy, you're pretty volatile there under the table.
Yeah, he's not normally this talkative. In 80 episodes, I'm kind of surprised he hasn't.
The cost of admission for earning returns is putting up with some of this volatility. It's just the cost of admission, and you have to accept that. If you're not willing to accept it, then I guess you shouldn't be in the stock market. History has shown the stock market always gives more than it takes. I'm going to repeat that. History has shown that the stock market gives more than it takes.
Yeah. And I think I agree with that too.
And if you can keep that in mind, you'll be fine. All right.
That's because that's why saw a tweet the other day that said like Rick Santorum 10 years ago was worth $340,000 and now he's worth $22 million. People go, well, how does that happen? Well, potentially insider trading. And just also being a member of Congress and like knowing generally what's going to happen, you know,
right.
Or just knowing things that the public doesn't, which I guess that's actually a pretty big accusation. But the point being is that money works harder for you and the stock market works harder for you than you can yourself. Even if you do have a six-figure salary and you have lobbyist money and whatever, being you know, a member of Congress. So that's my point.
All right. I'm going to give an example. So if you invested $100 in the S&P 500 at the beginning of 1900, and as of the end of 2021, because we're still in the middle of 2022, I'm not going to keep it up till the end of December 31st of 2021. If you invested, you would have had a 9.94% return every year. And that $100 would have become $10,544,063. Now you go,
well, $100 in 1900. Do people have $100 back then? I don't know.
So, whatever, but so, but the good argument you could have to that point was, well, I have to wait until I'm 121 years old to get collect the money. So I'm going to do a better example.
Okay.
You were born in the year 1997.
I was.
So if you invested $1,000 in the S&P 500 in 1997. At the end of 2021, it would be worth $9,382.33, or a return of 9.37% a year.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So,
and that's higher than the average.
Guys, when the stock market goes down, stay calm. Don't panic. Don't say, I got to get all my money back. Any money you've invested in the stock market, if you're trying to make a quick killing, you might as well go to Las Vegas. Don't try and do it with the stock market.
Yeah, I don't feel like if you think you're trying to make quick money, maybe don't do that. The thing I was going to say is it's funny how there's a couple of NFTs, an NFT like groups.
Non-fungible token.
Yes. And, you know, people can buy NFTs. And now there's a sudden decrease in their value and like people are really starting to freak out within that community as well. I don't feel like I'm a part of it, but you know, it comes here and there on Twitter. Cause that's where I see it. And it's amazing how many people like, oh yeah, I lost like half my life savings cause I put it all into NFTs. And I'm like, because it was a hot trend. Like if you're looking to make money fast, it's like, that's just, I don't know. I mean, you know what? And maybe NFTs will come back.
That's a good point.
So maybe now's the time
to
actually invest in
them more.
You shouldn't
be looking to make money fast because most times you're going to get killed.
Well, and it's also too good to be true sometimes too.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like, you know, if you take the philosophy, like I bet $1 and I won $2 and I'm going to stop there. But I don't, that's not how gambling works.
It becomes like a drug.
Yeah. Because you're like, well, two can become four. And then you're like, oh, well, four can become eight. And I don't ever really think, you know, gambling works like that much. Anyways, I just, I think the slow game is where it's at. Turtle.
I agree.
There's something about a turtle winning a race.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to explain, because we have the stock market dropping this year, I'm going to explain a little bit more about what a stock market crash is and what has happened when things have gone down in the past to try and ease your concerns. If you keep saying to yourself, the stock market's dropping, what should I do? All right, cool. So we're going to take our break now. Thanks. Okay, so we're back and we're talking about the stock market dropping. What should we do? And I'm going to explain, like, with a stock market crash. A stock market crash is a sudden and big drop in the value of stocks because investors are selling their shares quickly. They hear from the gurus, and the news says, as of May of 2022, the S&P 500's down 13.6%. So you're like, I'm losing money. Well, shouldn't I just stop the bleeding?
Yeah.
In 1987, there was a big stock market crash. The market went down 22.6% that one day, Black Monday.
Right.
Within 2 years, it had recovered everything it lost plus more. September 11, 2001, terrorists attacked the country. 1 month later, the stock market had returned to September 10th levels. 1 month later.
1 month?
Yes.
Jeez.
The Great Recession of 2008. So that's when we had all the stuff with the housing and people were getting mortgages above it, their value and stuff. 2 years later, the stock market went down 40% or 50% in value. And after that, in Yogi's very upset about the stock market drop.
And he's just crawling came onto my seat, you guys.
He's crawling up on her lap as we talk.
Hi, buddy.
So the stock market in 2008 dropped 50% because of the housing crisis. But after a couple of years, it came back stronger, and it was basically the start of a bull market around someplace mid-2009, early 2010. And in March of 2020, we had the COVID-19 pandemic that triggered a rapid global crash in the financials industry. Boom. By the end of the year, it was up 16%. Everybody's like, oh my God,
including the crash, it was still up 16%.
So, but everybody's like, I got my butt kicked. I had to get out of the market because you know what happened with the pandemic. I'm like, what are you talking about? By December 31st of 2020, I had made 16% because I didn't sell. I'm like, I'm here for the long term. It's going to be fine.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say as devil's advocate is imagine how many people lost breadwinners in their homes. So that is obviously a large part of it too. If you're taking everything out because you need to take care of someone or anything like that. But yeah, I think if you're just looking at the numbers then and you were fortunate enough to not lose anybody or you know, anything like that, then I think staying in the market is...
Okay, I'm going to wrap up our episode by just giving a couple of bits of information. Drops are completely normal in the market. Get used to it. Despite any drops that we've had, if you stayed invested the whole time, every 7 years, your money would have doubled. The market has always rebounded from every historical drop, whatever it was. World wars.
Ukraine.
Pandemics. Ukraine.
New variants.
2001, you know, 9/11.
Yeah.
It's always come back. Just don't get involved with it. And here's the other thing. This is historical fact, and these things are out there. If you hold on to your money for 1 year and do not sell whatever you've bought, oh, I bought on January. Oh, my God, I have to sell in March. Your chance of having a positive return is 68%. If you hold on for 5 years, your chance of having a positive return is 80%. 10 years, 88%. 15 years, 95%. Anything from 20 years on that you hold onto your money, your chance of having a positive return is 100%. Now, I'm not talking about if you invest in penny stocks or some ridiculous, you know, sort of gambling type stock. Just be smart and just be that, like my daughter said, the turtle wins the race.
I'd like to end on that, yeah.
I'm going to end on that with the exception of, like, I just want to thank Yogi for being on our episode this week.
And he's just, finally sitting down with us twice now.
I want to give him two paws up. And as I always like to say to him before he goes to bed,
All right.
He didn't want to join us, apparently.
It's okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. I hope this stock market madness, you can stay calm. And we will see you on the next one.
And thank you for 80 episodes. I really appreciate it.
Woohoo! See ya. Bye.
The content on Dads, Daughters, and Dollars is for informational purposes only and does not constitute professional financial advice. Listeners should consult an attorney, accountant, financial planner, or other professionals to suit your specific needs.